Good morning, boys. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for all the blessings. Help all the brothers and sisters around the world to keep on fighting for what is right. Help us and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me see. Guess I'll read first. So. Are we in Psalms 8? Is that right? I think. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. That chapter, God is just saying how excellent God is. Okay, I want you all to stand, sing your song you're supposed to have memorized here. Let's see. Mari, you want to start it?
Striving under, pressing forward, like divine
y'all may be seated. Next week, I'm going to have you memorize another poem, so I'll have it back on the free table, so you just grab a copy. Not every one of you, just one per family. And It's about imagination. I mean, it's about thoughts. But what I'm thinking about is imagining stuff. So, I might just tell you a little story here. Back in when we lived up in Stockton, we lived fairly close. We had a neighbor. We came down past him. Our lane went right past him. They could see us from, I mean, our houses were just like maybe 400 feet apart or something like that. Anyways, we went up to a produce auction with produce at least a couple times a week. And one morning we left early. Well, about halfway, but about where, for some of you that might know, Greg Thomas, I think, lived, the crankshaft broke. Anyways, so it was before we got there, it was before their house it broke. We unhooked the trailer and limped the Suburban on up over the hill and parked it there and got Dwight Strubar's truck and went on up and unloaded it and came back. Well, anyways, on the way in, the neighbors saw us, or at least some of them did, and they started thinking we might have been in a wreck. And we had a basement in that house that was kind of like a community basement where they had their jars and stuff like that. And one of the girls went underneath and they thought they heard us say, I guess we hardly made it out and it was a bad wreck. And then the mom came up and of that family and wondered what happened. But just imaginations can go anywhere and they're not even valid. Anyways, and for the big boys, I do not have anything yet. If I think of something by tonight, I'll let you know. You may be dismissed, go in your seats.